Okay. So we started yesterday. Tzvintezvav. Dine Kadosh Baruch with Tzirf HaSara Yotzim Tzasim. Okay, so we said that for any Dovah Shavikdusha, there has to be 10 Anoshim Gedolim. And, Anoshim Gedolim. So this is based on the pasuk Niktash the Pesach Bnei Yisrael, the Gemara Brachas, Chafal from base. And the question is if it's a smachta or it's a real limut. Whether it's a smachta or a real limut. But there's a mitzvah, there's a kima mitzvah of a Niktashti. When we have 10 people together and we say Dvar Shabbat Kedusha, there's a... One second. So the gay cotton we spoke about yesterday in the kitzer. Rav Moshe has a tshuva about it also in some yirches, and Rav Moshe spoke about yirches in some tzadiches. I think also he discussed it. But akapanim, even those places where they do it, it's only shasat chak and for the kedushin which must be said. The Rav Moshe also talks about in tzadiches if miyesh las is minyan liyiladim kedei lachanchon lesbal b'tzibul lekuvter to make like a separate minyan for children. Okay, but what I want to get to is the Rav Moshe speaks about over here kuvim sarif the shasat chak mechali shabbosis to the minyan. Right, you have people that are mechal shabbos for hesya. And the Pashto of Mishnah Brura, and the Chacham Tzvi, and many Paiskim is that Mechal Shabbos Vahes, you cannot count in as part of the minyan. Question was, B'Shas Ad Chak, could we count them in or not? So there are many Paiskim that are Mekel, and then there's many Paiskim for many reasons are Mekel with the Mechal Shabbos of Bezmanenu. Either that they have a din of Tinik Shnishba, or they wouldn't do it in front of someone that's Mechubedik, they've been embarrassed. Different svaras, they say for it. Rav Moshe wanted to say, in two tshuvas here, he wanted to say that you could be Mitzarif Mechal Shabbos for Hesya, for certain parts. He says B'Shas Tchak. He says for Kedusha, for Kedusha and Kaddish, you can starve them Chazar Sashatz, Baruch Hu. However, for Kriyas Torah, you need Dafka. For Kriyas Torah already, he's more Mesopik. It's the Tshuva in Chedik Aleph Simchav Gimel, and also Chedik Beis Simin Yud Tes. Now, one of the riots that Rav Moshe brings made a big tumult. Because what his riot was that where's the Gemara learn out 10? The number 10? The Gemara learns it out from Eda, from the word Eda, which is the Bashlach by the Meraglim. So Moshe said, the Meraglim had a din of Kaifrim. So you see, right? He says over here, he says, Al Chazinon, that Yafusul in Kiddush Hashem, who she gam in your Echesvan, Vim Ken Yesh the Mail of Mail, Shasag of Eches, Kazak, Kehamaraglim, Shaaf Shaha, you Koifrim, if we're learning out from there, even though we're just learning out the number 10, but he says, if For learning it from there, the Meraglim were Kaifrim, the Griim in Mechale Shabbosis, and worse than Mechale Shabbosis, Mei Masara. So then, Imkein Gam Aladzin, the Tzorach Hasara, Lormi Dover, Kedushi, Gam Gim Yafim, Mei Sikra, Atzmir Nami. So, who Avke Echos, the Meraglim, Yechon Lormi Kaddish Kedusha. Right, Mailas Tzvila B'tziba you don't have. You don't have Maila Tzvila B'tziba. You could say Kash and Kedusha, but you don't have the Maila Tzvila B'tziba.
Is there a feeling between Mummer and someone who is an apicurist who doesn't believe in one of the 13 fundamentals of Luna? Because then he's not even strong?
So then what you're saying is it's worse.
It's worse. Is it worse?
Yeah. Oh, he's according to Rav Moshe? Could be. It depends how he, I don't know how he learns that idea. Depends how it's true. Could be. So the one of the tshuvas, the Lev Avraham, and others were very upset about that piece of the tshuva because they felt that even though the meraglim and their daga were considered kaifrim, but how can you call them kaifrim? That's a very big tumult. And also number two, the raya, all we're learning out from there is the Eda means 10. There's no raya from there who the echos of who the 10 is. But this is a big machlokes of if you can start with a Mechal Shabbos Vehes or not. Okay. Sif Beis. Gadol. Hayne she'avru lo shlosh esrei shana v'nichlas l'shnas yedalet. 13 years passed and he already went into the shnas yedalet. The same thing al chazak and mustama heavy beisayis. Now for minion, you don't need meis leis for minion. Could be for zeman and other things, maybe, yeah. But for minion, it's enough that in nichnas today. Today is the day. Kigon shenayla b'rosh chodesh nisan eini nasa gadol ad rosh chodesh nisan. Dahayno b'tchilas alayla shor rosh chodesh nisan lachigi gemoshanim nasa gadol. Now, Mishnah the Chodesh Ada, Kishayis the Shana Pshuta. Someone was born in Chodesh Ada when it was a Shana Pshuta. Ochshenase Gadol Shana Muberes. Einay Nase Gadol Ad Adar Sheni. Does not become a Gadol until Adar Sheni. Aval in Noila B'Shana Muberes B'Adarishin. Or if the year he was born was a Muberes and he was born in Adarishin, Nase Gadol Gam came B'Adarishin. V'im Kishenayla Raisa Shana Muberes. Ochshenase gadol shan pshuta, bein shenayla ba'ad rishon, bein shenayla ba'ad sheni, nase gadol b'yom zeh ba'ad shel ata of now. V'nimsiki the famim, this right, it comes out riddled, because it comes out that there'll be times that nash shenayla kodem l'chaveroi, this achay yosali is gadol mechaver shenayla achra. He was born first, but he'll be by mitzvah second. Kegoin shenoldu b'shan mu'beres. Zeb chof la'ad rishon, zeb yud la'ad sheni, v'ashana shenasim gedolim v'ashana pshuta. Okay, now the Mishmur brings down an interesting case. If you know a calendar, just pashtun about a calendar, so it really follows through chos amaleh, but cheshvan and kislev are 2 months which you have to look at the calendar always to see if it's chos amaleh. And depending on the year, some years it's chos, some years it's amaleh. The other months are pretty set. If it's chos amaleh. So, what happens if he was born in a year that he was born on the first day of, he was born on Rosh Chodesh Kislev, and that year there were 2 days Rosh Chodesh. The 2 days Rosh Chodesh. And when he became 13, Cheshvan was chosar, and Kislev was only 1 day Rosh Chodesh. So the Mishmur says, he's still, his bar mitzvah is on Rosh Chodesh Kislev. If he was born on Rosh Chodesh Kislev, when there was only 1 day Rosh Chodesh, then when he was 13, there was 2 days Rosh Chodesh, so then he becomes a mitzvah on the first day of Rosh Chodesh. I saw an interesting show from Btzal Chachma, the brother of Devatzin. He was a Rav actually in Australia. So he was speaking about a boy who was born on Yud Nisan in New York, which at that time, on Yud Nisan in New York, was already Yud Aleph Nisan in Australia. And then he moved from New York to Australia. So in Australia, on Yud Nisan, he doesn't have a full 13 years. He's missing a day. So he actually basking that he's not missing until it comes into Yud Aleph. Interesting thought. If it happens, then ask a shayla. Okay.
Whenever you switch countries,
No, no, if it's a difference in hours of the day, that not. We haven't talked about a difference in the day, right? That's a good question. Difference in the hours of the day from America to Herzl, that's fine. He was discussing what's the difference in the day on the calendar. Yud to Yud Aleph. Okay? One has to be careful not to count the people by their heads. Leida im yesh minyan, when you count it to know whether there's a minyan or not. Ki asa livnei says Yisrael legugaloisam. Afilu ledvar mitzvah. Tachsiv ha-yishma ha-shol ha-sa'om ha-yifkidim betloim. He counted them with sheep. V'noi ginlim noisam ha-mir sa-pasik. Mashiach ha-mecha v'goyim ha-shiish be-asara peves. There are other psukim also that have 10 words. And Rishonim bring down different psukim, but the minyan we came with Shia Samecha. Dalit, Srichan Shiyu Kol Asar B'Mokim Echad. We need that all 10 are B'Mokim Echad. Now, if they're B'Mokim Echad, if they're in a place which is considered B'Mokim Echad, so then even if they can't see each other, since they're in one room, so then Obim Starif. Vashatzi mohem, and the shatz has to be with them over there. Afalim miksasim b'ched zeh, miksasim b'ched achar. If you have some of the 10 in one room, and some in a different room, ainu mitzdarfin. Af isha pesach psuach v'neim, even though the doors open between them. Afilim haroiv heima b'beis hakneses, v'amiot ba'azor shalifnei beis hakneses. Einam negrorim acharoiv litzdarfin mohem. It's not considered like you have 10 for dvarim shebekedusha. Afilo oimnim ala skufa, even though there's dinim on the threshold. B'soich ha-pesach min ha-agaf v'lechutz. Da'ayinu k'shesegrim ha-sedeles nimtzim mokim zeh l'chutz. When you close the door, it comes at this part outside the room. Af yish'at ha-pesach v'such m'kom mokim nidin k'ila ha-chutz. V'chol zeis l'in tzirfa la-hasara. This is all in order to create the 10 to be able to say the Dvarim Kshev Kedusha. Avalim ha-yukana sarav ha-imrim kadosh ha-baruch ha-kedusha. But if there's 10 in the basic Knesset, then they're saying kadosh ha-kedusha ha-baruch ha-azai kol ha-shemei ha-koylam yochol la-anis imayim. There's no chiv. You could answer with them. Afilu kama batim ha-fsikin b'neim, even if there's many batim, and even if you're outside the Shulchan Aruch, you're walking in the street and you hear them saying Kadosh Kedusha, you're Rasha, you're Yochel, you can answer to them. Ki afilu mechitza shel baraz, ani mafsekes min Yisrael avim shebishmayim, vaj leiteishem tzoyo avay dezara. Be careful, there shouldn't be anything being like tzoyo avay dezara, which is okay, now we'll discuss this a little more, Yitz Hashem. Right. Now, sometimes you have in a shul that the shul started off in one room, and then they broke the wall down, or they extended it to another room, and they still left up a doorpost or some marking that looks like two different rooms. Once they consider it one room, then it's not considered like two different rooms. Ba'akopanim, the question is, a lot of times people end up in Ezes Nashim. Right? Like, let's say someone's standing in this room and the minyan is over there. It's considered like he's down in Tefillah B'Tzibah. If there's 10 people in this room right here, so then you have a Tefillah B'Tzibah because you have 10 people davening with you. But if you don't have 10 people here, is that considered Tefillah B'Tzibah? So we'll discuss those cases in Yitz Hashem tomorrow. Thank you.